regarding the one-year anniversary of the U.S. massacre at Deir ez-Zor, we're going to play a couple of audio clips we're going to share with you from Syria, and we'll introduce them. I'm going to play successive clips from Dima, Mansour, and also Syrian Army Special Forces Patrice, who we had on the show before. He's given us a clip, and of course Marwa Osman, journalist from Beirut, Lebanon. We're going to play these four people's messages on this one-year anniversary that they've kindly provided to Vanessa. We're going to share those with you now here on the Sunday Wire.
The first step in achieving the victory in Deir ez-Zor now was the blood of our great martyrs, the Syrian Arab Army martyrs, who have been fighting against ISIS, and then America attacked them and bombing them and killing 62 soldiers there. What can I say about that is, if there is any proof that America is number one terrorist in the world, is what happened in Athulda Mountain in Deir ez-Zor last year. Because if you are pretending or calling yourself the police of the world or the first defender of human rights, you can't just use violence against soldier fighting terrorists. You should support them, not killing them. I think what's happening now is like achieving a victory by the soul of these soldiers. The Syrian Arab Army has given them the great tribute they need. I don't think if they were any of them is alive, anything would be enough or good for them, or any honor is good for them except this victory. So this is happening after losing a lot of souls, but it's okay, because Deir ez-Zor victory is the first step in achieving our great victory and getting Syria back. I think it's very close now, and I think all of Syrian here think so. We were very desperate to have a great victory like this, and now I think we never lose hope, but now we have a bigger one. We have a huge trust and a lot of hope in solving this war, or winning this war sooner, not later.
You know, the U.S. attack on the Syrian army stationed in Deir ez-Zor reminds me of the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty in 1967, in June of 1967. I recall Mr. John Kerry apologized for the attack as being a mistake, but if you follow the details, the attack lasted for at least an hour. Around 100 Syrian soldiers were killed, and many more were injured and wounded. That's not a mistake. That's a deliberate targeting. It's very similar to the attack, the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty in 1967, where they said actually it was a mistake, but that attack lasted 45 minutes.
I don't know what to say. It's just an act of terrorism, pure terrorism. But thank God our military now is taking revenge, you know. They got it back. We got everything back. We're going to get all the country back. No doubt about it. And funny enough, my friend, who I haven't seen for 3 years, yesterday I saw his picture on Facebook. He came out of Deir ez-Zor after liberation, which was a great, great news to see him, and he looks like 40 years older, bless him. He was part of the airport troop that was surrounded there. But thank God he's all going the right way. And God bless the Syrian army. I just woken up, so my voice is a bit... still haven't woken up, really. God bless you, Vanessa.
Hello, everyone. This is Marwa Osman from Beirut, Lebanon. I was asked by the courageous journalist Vanessa Bili to commemorate the martyrdom of the 100-plus Syrian Arab Army soldiers who were brutally murdered by the American Air Force, by the U.S. Air Force in Deir ez-Zor exactly 1 year ago. And this massacre against these brave soldiers has proven yet again that the U.S. is working alongside terrorism, because at that time, Deir ez-Zor was still besieged by ISIS, by Daesh. And as we have seen throughout the year, especially since the U.S.-led coalition started working in Syrian airspace, they have been targeting the Syrian Arab Army in a way that allows terrorists to advance against the Syrian Arab Army and its allies. They allowed the terrorists to advance and kill civilians, despite the fact that the Syrian Arab Army was the sole force on the ground, along with its allies, fighting to regain areas controlled by these terrorists who have been wreaking havoc and killing civilians nonstop since 2011. Now, I would like, first of all, to give my condolences again to the families of these brave soldiers, and I would like to say that what the Syrian Arab Army has done over the past 4 weeks by fully liberating Deir ez-Zor from ISIS, Daesh terrorists, has been a great way to commemorate and honor the brave men of Deir ez-Zor who gave their lives, who sacrificed for the better future of Syria, for the better future of Syria's kids as well. We salute them. We salute the Syrian Arab Army and all its allies working shoulder by shoulder to liberate the entire Syrian soil from all forms of terrorism, especially Western-backed terrorism. Again, my honor and respect goes to these groups. And please, please stay with the Syrian Arab Army. Stay with the allies of the Syrian Arab Army, because this war is being won. This war is a victory for the entire Syrian population. And this war is, thank God, coming to an end, where Syria will regain control of all its land, where Syria will become free, especially free from Western intervention and Western imperialism. Thank you.
The next message was sent to me by Moda in Damascus. The crime of bombing and murdering over 80 Syrian Arab Army soldiers who were fighting against ISIS and defending Deir ez-Zor must not be seen as a war crime against Syria, but against the whole human community, because it showed how the US and its allies gave a close air support to ISIS, enabling them to make advances towards the Farda mountaintops. This crime enhanced the certainty of every Syrian citizen that the US is the godfather of ISIS, and proved again the moral and human downfall of the US terrorists and their allies. The liberation of Deir ez-Zor and the wonderful victories achieved by the Syrian Arab Army today would not have been possible without the blood of our martyrs and the heroism of our steadfast soldiers. Without them, we would not be here today in Damascus, celebrating our victories and memorizing their beautiful names. They have taught us, and will continue to teach us, the meaning of heroism, sacrifice, and standing our ground. Every drop of their blood that fell onto the ground of Deir ez-Zor is blooming now as a beautiful anemone coronia. This is our own spring, our real spring, our Syrian spring. From Marlene, who is currently in Damascus. With gratitude, we remember the martyrs of Deir ez-Zor who gave their lives in defense of Syria and the world 1 year ago today. Their lives were brought to an abrupt end by a criminal act of the Australian forces together with the United States. This will never be forgotten, and we will continue to condemn the Australian government's servile attitude to the empire and call them to account for this shameful and criminal behavior. From Professor Tim Anderson. On September the 17th, 2016, the US coalition, including armed forces from my country, Australia, murdered 100 Syrian soldiers in Deir ez-Zor as they fought against Daesh. We will not forget or forgive. Their pretext was that they were fighting Daesh. Now Deir ez-Zor is being liberated from Daesh by the Syrian Arab Army, backed by the Lebanese resistance, Iran, and Russia. The false pretext for this cowardly invasion is laid bare. That's it.
Okay. Now, thank you for all of those messages, Dima, Mansour, Patrice, Marwa, and also the ones, Vanessa, you just read there. I think that really gives a pretty clear picture.
There were many more, actually, Pat, that came in, but unfortunately many of them came in after the program had started. But I'll try and put them all together in a little sort of commemorative piece tomorrow. And, you know, from our own perspective, I think we all felt the elation when the Syrian army broke through into Deir ez-Zor. It suddenly felt like something shifted, even geopolitically. It felt like a huge shift in the paradigm. And, you know, as human beings, we owe a debt of gratitude to Syria, to the Syrian people, and to the Syrian army for their courage under fire and for withstanding the threat that doesn't only menace Syria, but all of us.